So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
I'm a stargazing. Life goes on. I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That could my CIP. Ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Best show on the radio. Thank you for listening on your radio 94.1 and streaming on the Odyssey app, the free Odyssey app. Jack has promised an Eagles-focused top five at five, which is outrageous.
No bits either.
Yeah, no bits at all?
Straight facts.
Well, the will the
will
what's it called?
It be there?
Yeah, will the dagger be in there is a bit of a bit. Let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Even change the music up.
Yeah, oh,
we are thirsting it up as we get. You know, it was funny. I was actually trying to come up with like top five wild card moments for the Eagles. There's like not that many that stick out. Wild card weekend moments.
Yeah, were you going to go back early?
You can go back. I would do since 2000, of course.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Well, we got the Tampa game.
Yeah. 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 Well, there wasn't many that jumped out. So right. I was like, you know what? We'll get people set with the five best postseason moments of last year.
Okay.
Starting at number five. Oh, with the Super Bowl still hanging in the balance. It definitely wasn't over. There was a lot of questions as to if this one was going to go either way when it was 27-3 Eagles. But then Jalen dropped back because he called it. He went to Sirianni and he said, put the dagger in, damn it.
Run it.
Run it. Run it. And boy, did it result in a moment.
They go with a pistol formation. Hurts in the gun. Trailed by Barkley. Hurts back looking. He is going deep and it is caught. Touchdown!
The Slim Reaper.
Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
The Slim Reaper. So you got a sudden change. You force them to turn it over on downs, and on the very first play, you line up the Slim Reaper on the left side, and he just runs by the defense, and it's a perfectly thrown ball by the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Put some respect on his name.
All right.
You heard me.
No.
So two things can be true. One, they would have won the game without the dagger.
Yes.
Two, it was a great play.
Great play.
Yeah, great play. Great play.
It's going to be too romanticized, much like the Philly special, but it has aged very well.
No,
it's nowhere near the Philly special.
The Philly special is so much bigger. Yeah.
Well, of course, but they could have won the game without the Philly special.
Really?
They needed to score a touchdown.
So.
There was fourth down.
Take the points.
Looking back, I wish you would have. No,
take the points.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Fourth best moment of last year's postseason was the moment we thought the game against the Rams was over.
Oh.
Saquon in the snow.
Yes.
Hurts in the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards.
Yeah, and then as soon as Jake missed the extra point, we knew it wasn't over. There was something so ominous about them missing that extra point.
Yeah, for sure.
I was so nervous after he missed the extra point.
Yeah.
But it was a great play. Man, Saquon's year last year.
Oh, it was the best.
I need to put myself in the headspace. This is good about this, about what that Saquon year was like last year.
Oh, dude, I watched the, was it America's game I watched?
Probably. I mean,
something that was on Prime Video. I just watched it during our time off.
Okay. The Saquon documentary was on there.
So I watched the whole year. Well, this was the Eagles year. It was the recap of the Eagles year. And just taking you through those games and Saquon and what he was doing, that brought the memory back. Like, man, that was special last year.
0-4-T-0, 10 Halliday, Saquon.
Yeah.
I don't know which order you would put those in.
Yeah. 06 Howard on the list.
Yeah.
But, man.
Well, yeah, 06 Howard didn't get us to the postseason.
No, but come on.
Yeah,
come on. Come
yeah,
on.
I'm with 50, you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would never disrespect him. And 17
well,
Carson.
Well, T.O. only played in one game in the postseason.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
17 Carson is not the same.
Oh, well.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Similar feeling?
God, no.
Josh Allen before Josh Allen?
I think I had to put Saquon Gier above all of them.
Probably. And Halliday and him, I think, are really, really close.
Well, I think that year, Roy Halliday.
Yeah, no hitter in a perfect game.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And in Cy Young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. We didn't win the World Series.
We did not.
No. No, believe it or not. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. But he also pitched 6 innings on a pulled groin in the NLCS, which doesn't get brought up enough.
Okay.
Anyway, number three, another Saquon moment. And the best part about Saquon's year last year is that there was a lot of moments that left you laughing.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, did he really just do that?
Yeah.
Well, that was what happened after the first touch in the NFC Championship game.
Hurts under center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley, takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it, and he took it to the house. It's as simple as that.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Mm. That was wild.
That
was a, we're going to win the Super Bowl, aren't we, moment.
That was just like the Patrick Robinson pick
yes.
six.
Yes, yes. You knew there was no turning back
afterwards.
Yeah,
you knew there was no turning back at that point.
Yeah.
Man. And then Dan Quinn kicked the field goal after, a 17-play drive?
Yes.
Right? They got the ball first, and then Saquon did that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was nervous during that drive.
Yeah.
I think they had, didn't they have, two or three fourth down conversions on that drive?
And then he got down there and didn't go for it on fourth down.
And remember, they had the fake punt.
Yes.
Did they?
That's right.
Yeah, Tressway threw it right over his head.
Did you see the thing the other day where the Colts fake punted two straight plays?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
They fake punted the fourth. It worked. They kept the personnel out there, and they fake punted again and caught them with 12 men on the field on the defense. It was the wildest thing I ever saw. That Saquon, I agree with you. The Patrick Robinson interception was not in the building for the Saquon run. The Patrick Robinson interception, that was the loudest I've ever heard that stadium.
Yeah.
And it was that feeling. It's like, nobody's beating us this year.
No one's touching
him. Yeah.
No one's touching him. Second biggest moment of last year was a moment that Spike brought up for an entire summer.
Yeah.
And had it gone another way,
yeah,
we might not be Super Bowl champs.
Up to the bottom, Nacua to the top. Third and two. Stafford in trouble. He's sacked. Brought down by Jalen Carter. Fourth down, final minute clock running, gotta have it.
Complete mistake inside. You've got a rookie in at center. He turned the wrong way, and they gave a free run to the best of the defensive linemen of the Philadelphia Eagles. You'll see the center turn here, and there's nobody left.
Mm. Until that play,
we were losing.
Yeah. I was like, this is going to end in heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah.
Because Puka caught.
Well, it's ridiculous.
He caught that ridiculous pass right there on the sideline. I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to lose this game.
Yep. And the Rams have done that a couple times this year. It didn't. Mm-hmm. The Carolina game, they almost pulled out. The Falcons game, they almost pulled out.
Yeah.
And the reason I brought that up is I think everyone forgets the way that they felt before that play happened.
What?
It is the way that you
yes,
just
sir.
Described. We were losing that game.
Yeah.
It was, oh no, we are about to blow this game with the ominous extra point missed.
Yep.
And that is it. We were losing that game.
And it would have been an all-timer.
Yep. An all-time loss.
That thing was over.
Yes.
They dominated that football game.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that was until that play, man. When that play happened, and you went from feeling comfortable that they were going to win it to the extra point being missed, to them marching down the field with no problem.
Yep, dude.
They marched down the field with no problem, scored. Of course we went 3 and out. You knew that.
Always.
Yep.
They got the ball back again.
Dude, Vic Fangio, Unbelievable defensive yes. coordinator, except
2 minute drills.
2 minute drills. It's crazy. Whenever it's like, hey, the team has to go the whole length of the field, we got the Eagles defense. It's like, nope, just kidding. Here's a 90 yard drive.
Yeah.
All right. But number one in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Come on, man. The birthday boy.
Oh, there's my guy.
The guy that cemented himself as a legend, Cooper DeJean.
Back goes Mahomes. He's rushing. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeJean. And DeJean is in for a touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper DeJean.
Bit of a pause for Merrill as he tries to figure out whether it is Reed or Cooper. It's happened to all of us. It's happened to all of us. Look, man.
I agree.
It has happened to all of us.
And the numbers are similar, 32, 33.
Yep.
Did you see the Bills guy went up to Reed?
Oh, that was classic.
Yes. He said, I'm the other one.
I'm the other one.
Great answer, too. Great response from Reed. He just took it in stride. Like, nah, man, I'm the other one.
Yeah. What a run.
Man, what a run last year.
Are we going to Santa Clara this year? Are we going to hang out there? I guess we'll be in San Francisco. That's what we found out.
Scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
I'm at a 7.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty strong.
I'm at a 7.5.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm about a 4. Jack?
Man, if Bo Bichette signs, you can have whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
I like that you've leaned into this.
Give me Bo.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't think so. But
you
we'll
don't
see.
Think so.
We'll
All see. Right. Excuse me, this hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window's big winter sale going through January now. Save 40% off any window or any door. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas.
Chuck.
How we doing today?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, 22 Vic was outstanding. You know what I mean? How could you guys leave out 2010 Vic? That was an amazing year.
Well, I said that is the best year that I've ever seen from an Eagles quarterback.
2010, Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the best
Michael
year I've ever seen from an Eagles quarterback, but I do not think it is on the same level as the other seasons we were talking about.
Jalen Hurts wish he can lace Michael Vick's shoes. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, let me say this, right?
Well,
hey, I heard somebody on a midday show. Hey, it's like, you know, you might as well lean in. Lean in, man. You know, it's sometimes you got to play the villain. You know,
is there any shortage of me playing the villain, buddy? Come on, man.
No, I mean, but listen, they're going to think you hate Jalen anyway, so just hate him, man. Like, I mean, stop trying to appease.
I don't hate him. I hate them.
Yes, me too. I want that clear on the record.
What I'm saying, like, is this. I want to go into the playoff game with good vibes, but you got idiots like the guy Dusty, who calls up and, you know, all he wants to do is just worship Jalen. You know, hey, Dusty, listen, let me advise you something, right? Jalen is not that good, all right? And you're not that good of a caller. So, you know, maybe that's what you guys got in common. You know what I mean? You know, but other than that, I don't even want to address you because you're not even worth addressing.
Let me ask you this, Chuck.
Yeah, what's
you
up?
You look at all 14 quarterbacks in the playoffs this year.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Jalen rank on the trust meter?
All 14 quarterbacks, I trust him probably because you got Drake May. I really think highly of Drake May. So, yeah, I trust him probably like ninth.
Ninth?
Yeah.
Ninth. Wait a minute.
This is where you and I get into it.
Chuck's turn around.
You don't want to give Jalen any credit.
No, listen, no.
I'm not going to sit here and argue that he's the greatest, but come on, man.
Ike, listen, man, you know, you disrespect Hoop. You disrespect Quinyon. You disrespect Jalen Carter. You disrespect guys on defense. I'm not talking about you, Ike.
I know what you're saying, yes.
You know, people disrespect these guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And don't mention them. You know what I mean? A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. You know what I mean? Saquon had the greatest year ever. Delane Johnson. Just to uplift this dude?
But what about his part? First of all, he plays a more important position than any of those guys. So they don't have the pressure. They don't have the pressure to perform week in and week out that Jalen Hurts does. Matter of fact, we were 8-2 without AJ being a focal point of the offense.
Like, listen.
Were we not?
I, Listen, we had a great running game, you know, and the guy is...
Not this year we haven't had a great running game.
Well, what has he done this year but besides not complete a pass in the second half? I've never seen that from a quarterback. You know, let's him turn the ball over two times on one play.
He set a career-high in passing touchdowns. I mean...
There you go.
He had, what... Hold on, one second. Easy. He had six interceptions this year, right?
Yep.
Four were in one game.
Yes.
So that's an... You know.
And I'm telling you, he started throwing interceptions and people were upset that they weren't getting the ball. He had one interception and they were 8-2.
Man, listen, if you want to count turnovers and not turning the ball over and lower the bar, you know, turn the ball over.
I'm just trying to give him any credit.
He's an average quarterback. You know how hard it is to be an average quarterback in his league? It's very hard, man.
Chuck is on his game right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep arguing because I'm in a good mood today, so I'm not even dealing with this nonsense.
I said it a couple years ago, before everybody, he's a great game manager.
Okay.
That's what he is.
Okay.
He's a great game manager. And that's all I get.
He ain't done great.
I've seen better, man. And I know I've seen better with my eyes. I'm not going to get in this psychosis thing with all these crazy ass people out here that call up here and say he's better than Dan Marino.
That was foolish. Yeah, that was silly.
That is wild.
That type of stuff. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to jump on my car. You say he's better than Dan Marino, the guy. I wanted him to say, I'm just playing. I'm joking. I was waiting for that. He didn't even do that. The guy just continued on with it. Like, so that's the stuff I'm talking about, man. You know what I mean? These people, they go too far with it.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's what I'm saying. And I'm done with this Jalen thing. I'm trying to go into this game, 27-13, the vibes. Our defense is going to lead the way. But let me say something real quick to OG Wade. Listen to what I'm saying to you, right?
No.
5'8 with a 6'5" right hand. You're welcome to try it at any buffet you want, man. Just let me know.
All right.
And you're welcome to try it. But other than that, though, I can respect OG. Because he never mentioned Bryce Harper when he comes at me. See, the thing about you, Dusty, right?
Oh, boy.
When you come at me, Dusty, and you mention Bryce Harper, who's a grown-ass man, and he decided to do that on his own because I am Chuck from Mount Airy, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand that your point becomes non and void at that time. If you're going to rip me. Don't pit Bryce Harper in it because he ain't got nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Dusty, learn how to be a great caller, and then maybe we can talk. But other than that, what I'm trying to say is I love the verse, 27-13. Spike, stick with your guns. Jack, stick with your guns. We're getting Bobachek in here. And Ike, just enjoy the defense, baby. Enjoy the ride. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Enjoy the ride, man. The second ring, back-to-back. No matter how we get it, we're going to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm still an Eagles fan, diehard Eagles fan, but I'm not giving Jalen all that credit. You kiss my ass with that one.
All right, Chuck. I like how Chuck has made Bobachek into Bobachek, like he's Boba Fett from Star Wars or something.
Yeah.
Bobachek. I like that, actually.
Yeah. It's the second best name a caller has come up with this week.
Yeah. Alamador Manor is the one.
I forgot about that
one. Yeah. It's a great one.
That was a great one. Yeah. Great week for the callers, even the ones that made me mad.
Strong caller week.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We were introduced to Kristen.
Yes.
Introduced to Keisha again. Reintroduced to Keisha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strong Chuck week. Strong Dustin week. Yep. Rios today.
Yeah.
Good caller week.
Strong. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, I think Chuck is in like a hockey mindset. That's where he gets to Bobachek.
Oh, there you go.
He's all hockey all the time. And I'm with him. Dusty, I don't think Dusty should be able to say Spritzy because you spanked him in fantasy. Like, he should be not allowed to say that anymore.
Well,
all of us did.
Yeah, we all beat Dustin. The fact that he pointed out, and no one else has, that Jack spits when he talks.
I don't.
And it's accurate.
No, it's not.
Dustin is forever cemented. He is stamped. He is good. He can do whatever he wants. I can't believe no one ever said that before, and we all know that it's true.
Because it's not true?
It is true. You can see it on the glass after the show is over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chuck, did he really, like, Taylor Swift's going to sponsor his podcast? Is that where he was going for with his morning show rant?
Oh, I didn't hear the morning show rant. But
Oh, God, I've never heard Chuck talk like that before, and then he came on the show yesterday and said he did it for Jason because
right, he's trying to get, Yeah, he's trying to get Taylor Swift to be...
On this podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, back to being an Eagles fan again.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I didn't hear the Chuck rant. I do like, you know, Chuck rants are great. I like the version of Chuck that we had. Like Chuck, the afternoon show Chuck, Bob's and Weaves.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck used to be strictly a rant guy.
Yeah.
But we have funny Chuck, Bobbin and Weaving
yeah.
Chuck.
Personality there.
Yeah, I think it's. I think we're in a great place with Chuck.
We don't have Cut Your Hands Off Chuck anymore.
Not for now. No, not for now. Not for now.
And Jack, by any chance, did you cut Ike saying, is somebody going to take a run at Vic's girlfriend?
No.
Oh.
I didn't say take a run at it. I just meant find out who she was.
I think you meant, like, somebody get her on the record, but...
It didn't come out the right way?
Yeah. I mean, it came out the right way. For me, I was laughing my ass off for, like, 5 minutes, but...
All right.
I really wanted to say thoughts and prayers about the Tasty Cake Man. He's right. This show does just entertain for hours. And you guys are the best.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah, and have we, Jack, I probably shouldn't ask on the air. Have we had an update from Tasty Cake?
He had a successful surgery today.
Oh, great. Okay. Great news.
Okay, which means he may be listening.
Yes,
Keep your head up, Tasty Cake.
We love you. Yep. Speaking of successful surgery, my mother-in-law had successful back surgery today. Back surgery always...
No fun.
Yes, no fun.
Terrifying, but it was no fun beforehand, so hopefully right. this, and she has gotten through it, so that is great as well. So good luck, Sue. I know she is not listening. I don't think she has ever listened. The radio show might be a complete lie as far as she is concerned, but I love her, and I'm glad she's doing well. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
Mm. What it do, Andrew?
Hey, this game... Big one this weekend. I mean, the 40 Winers,
really?
The Red Cowboys are coming into Philly, waking up the fans, saying we can't affect the game. We'll show them this weekend. I hope they're fearing God. I hope they fear death, because that's what's about to meet them.
They're going to die?
Hey, their fans might need a blue chew for the last time they won a Super Bowl.
Oh, there we go.
I mean... Hey, they might have to buy one here. So, our defense coming out, throwing up a goose egg on the Starry Niners. I mean, they're not moving the ball. They might get 3 first downs. Jalen Hurts is going out there and dominating. Saquon Barkley's an animal. A.J. Brown, people call him Batman for a reason. I mean, this team is going to run through the playoffs. Philly's going to dominate again. We're still feeling spooky. I mean, there's no one stopping us this year. And, I mean... Give it to Nick Sirianni, the mastermind of it all. Go Birds.
Wow. Okay, Andrew.
Chills.
Let me ask you this. If you were to score, okay, Andrew and Aaron in San Diego, who has the higher score?
Aaron in San Diego.
Really?
You think?
Yeah. I love okay, Andrew as a guy.
As a guy, for sure.
I really can't, man.
He never evolved as a caller.
No, he doesn't get what we're looking for.
No. And I will always go to him because he drove out to the dentist office to see our broadcast.
He's come to check. I love OK Andrew, the guy.
Yes.
The caller.
Just no.
Thought maybe the Rocky music will get him going a little bit.
Going.
You hit the Rocky music.
Yeah, he just doesn't pump up. He doesn't.
Nah.
Oh, and feeling soupy just gives me the D chills. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. I like Aaron San Diego. I think he's funny.
Oh, no. He's the worst caller in WIP history.
I don't know.
All right. 215-592-9494. About a half an hour left of the final WIP afternoon show before the playoffs begin. Coming up next, we will get you our picks for this weekend. I also have if we gave Jack 6 minutes on Bo Bichette, I do want to propose one Sixers question to you.
Yeah.
The 3 or 4 minutes worth of Sixers question, but I do want to ask you, Ike, and you, Jack, as well.
No, G. Willikers, thanks, pal. What? I'm locked in on the Sixers.
Gee Willikers, thanks, pal. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, the playoffs are here, and we are dreaming of another championship. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a diamond engagement ring from Marks. And that's why the team at Marks Jewelers love what they do. At Marks, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Marks is all about. Visit Marks Jewelers today at the Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or Montgomeryville, PA locations, or check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Marks. Online at marks-jewelers.com. How confident are you that the Eagles will win Sunday? Pretty confident or very confident? Pretty confident. Down to 58.5%. Good wow. job, Ike. It was at 63 for a while. So let's get into the weekend picks.
All right, I have been accused of being way too locked in on the picks only because I'm in first place and running away with this thing.
What happened last week?
I went 2-2.
Yep.
You went 2-2, Spike, and Ikey went 1-3.
Ooh.
Bringing the overall records. Me, this is regular season.
Okay.
Now, we're going to count all of it, but regular season, I was 38-33-1. Ike, 33-39. He played the game. Spike, 34-38.
Okay.
So, and you also went 2-2 for like a record amount of time there.
Yes. Yeah. I'm at 2-2s, man.
In the middle of the season. Yeah. So, are we picking every game or just the games we like?
I picked 3 games in the Eagles.
Yeah, that's the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to make
now,
sure.
Now, next week we'll do every game.
100%. Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure for this week. So, who wants to lead it off?
I'll go.
Okay.
I like the Rams -10.5 at the Panthers. I think they're going to obliterate them. I think they are. I think this is a pissed off team. I think they certainly remember that the Panthers beat them 5 weeks ago. And like the Panthers are not good. You know, there were 9 teams with a better point differential than the Panthers that did not make the playoffs.
You don't think they're the
which is crazy.
The Seahawks of what 20?
No, they did win one playoff game, right?
No, I know. Well,
yeah, it was the beast mode.
Yeah, there's beast mode.
Maybe this is a
no.
Yeah,
Rams -10.5. I'm laying it. I don't care. Give me the Chargers +3.5 at the Patriots.
Mm.
That line is telling me something. Mm. If you had asked me what that line should be, I'd have said 5, 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots had the easiest schedule in the NFL. I would love the Chargers to win this game. Some are calling it the Fritzy Bowl.
It is the Fritzy Bowl.
It is the Fritzy Bowl.
Yeah.
Drake maybe.
Yeah.
The baby.
Drake maybe. Yep.
Versus Herbie. Come on. I need Justin.
You do need a Justin.
I need.
You might need, if he doesn't win one this year.
Yeah.
Not a Super Bowl, just a playoff game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might have to give it up.
Nope. Yeah. We're on to the 2030s. just like the Phils.
I've switched on this one. I like the Bears +1 against the Packers. The Packers defense has been so bad since Micah Parsons went down. So bad. Like one of the worst defenses in the league. And I just like. They have a good offense. They absolutely have a good offense. But I think at Chicago, I think the Bears put up enough to win that game at home against the Packers. Now the Eagles,
1917. A good year.
Yes. Like this year has been, I would be crazy to think that this game will be anything different than what this year is. It's a game where I think they stink the whole game and they end up winning it somehow. So I do think the Niners will be up 10-6 at the half, but I think the Eagles win this 19-17. There you go.
All right. I like this. You want me to go Fritz or you?
No, you got it.
All right. So I'm opposite of everything that Spike has. I got the Panthers plus 10.5. I got the Packers minus 1.5. Patriots minus 3.5. Give me the Birds outright 26-13.
Wow.
26-13. Defensive game. Might even get a defensive touchdown in this game.
I missed the one before the Eagles. Who'd you have?
Sorry. Patriots minus 3.5.
Wow, so look, this week is going to determine who beats who.
That's why. Yes. I'm trying to make sure I don't finish in last place here.
Ike is one game behind me, which he cannot finish behind me.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Or Fritz.
Yeah, or, well, Fritz is, he might be out of reach.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know if there's enough games to catch.
I don't think there is.
Yeah.
So I'm taking the Bears plus 1.5. I think the Packers stink. I'm not buying a lot of the Packers buzz this week. Not doing it. Give me the Bears at home, even though I know it's Packers line.
Football
line.
People know.
I understand that. 33-39 on the year. Jags. I'm taking the Jags plus 1.5 against the Bills. I might even take them outright. I think the Jags win this game on Saturday night or Sunday afternoon, and another year of Josh Allen really not that good. What does he want? Yeah. I'm taking the Texans minus 3 against the Steelers. The Steelers are horrible, and I think the Texans are
frauds.
They are frauds. Not as
and not that defense.
Not that
the
defense.
The defense is good, but the team is fraudulent.
They won't score 10 points. Rodgers will not score 10 points against that Texans defense. That's my prediction. And then I'm taking the Eagles 24-13.
Wow, you're both picking them to cover. How about it? Yeah. Lines up to 6.
Well, FanDuel went back down to 5.5.
Okay.
So it seems like it's going to hover right around there.
Are we doing at 5.5 right now?
Yes, because that's what it is at the time. And also the Bears game.
I guess it doesn't matter.
The Bears game settled at 1.5.
Okay. You had, so I get 1.5 there.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So before we get back to the phones, Ike, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
So there's a trade in the NBA, big trade in the NBA a couple of days ago, where the Hawks trade Trae Young to the Washington Wizards, basically just dumped him. Mm-hmm. Basically cap relief. They get CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert, both contracts.
Ooh.
Corey Kispert.
Okay.
A forward, 26-year-old forward.
I've lost money on him.
Yeah.
Man, you do bet on everybody.
Good 3-point shooter.
And amazing, they really didn't get anything. They're just getting out of the contract. Mm-hmm. So I ask you this. If before that trade had happened, the Washington Wizards had called you.
And for Sixers?
And said, we'll give you CJ McCollum, Corey Kispert for Joel Embiid.
No.
You don't take the opportunity to get out of it.
Nope.
Get out of jail free card.
Not for CJ McCollum.
What? It's going to be nothing. Like, here, let me put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
If I had asked you 6 weeks ago, it would have costed draft picks to get off of Joel.
Yeah.
So this opportunity is to get off him without paying any draft picks or anything.
We sink or swim.
With the big guy.
With the big guy.
Okay.
Especially with how he's starting to look.
Yes. You think I'm getting rid of that?
You guys are
I don't care.
What about you?
No.
No.
See how he's playing recently?
Yeah. There's no way.
Gotta take a shot. This is the best chance. They're gonna be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
They are.
Dude, who is better? Who is good in the East?
The Celtics are good in the East.
Celtics.
The Pistons are good in the East.
This is a different Sixers team. The Pistons? I understand. Little, you know, Kate Cunningham.
A little engine that could.
Little engine that could. Yeah. This ain't the 80s, pal.
The Knicks are good
team. The Knicks are good. Yeah. Yeah.
That's honestly who I think.
So you think Joel Embiid, in two series where the games are going to be every other day,
right,
is going to win two playoff series?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we got
stay
Maxie.
Healthy.
Maxie's going to win two.
He could take a game
series.
Off.
Yes, we don't need to lean on Joel. We got Maxie. We got Paul George. We got VJ.
He's not even doing that much right now.
Now you know if you do want to get off the contract, you're going to have to do it at a time where it seems like he's playing good, because that's the time that maybe you sucker somebody into it. You're both saying no.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, why would I get off of it if he's playing good?
Because he's eventually going to get hurt and then not play.
But the whole thing, we don't do the eventually you get hurt thing on this
okay,
show.
Okay, so Daryl did a good job signing him to the extension?
No.
No.
Okay, well.
Two things can be true.
That's right. No.
These two things I don't think can be true at the same time.
Checkmate.
All right.
Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't get off him for anything.
Yeah.
I just don't like that package.
Well, what if it's the forward and center version of that package?
I don't want anything from the Wizards.
Okay.
But I like how he's playing right now. It's exciting.
Now, if he was...
Now, what if you took C.J. McCollum, traded him to the Cavs with a first-round pick and got Jared Allen? And now Jared Allen's your starting...
Okay. Now, that makes a little more sense. Okay.
Right? I don't know. Okay. All right.
Wow. You really are out.
I'm not out. I just, like... I'm out. Until I'm back in
Until
again
you're
at
back
some
in.
Point.
Oh, we know it. Yes, yeah. We know it.
All right. 2 of 5.
Big tilt against the Magic.
Nobody
tonight.
In this city has invested more time in Joel
yes,
than you.
Than me. Yeah. Which is, it's appropriate that I get off now, and now he's going to be fine. Yeah, Sixers 3.5-point favorites in Orlando. Little. I don't like that line.
That's 7 or 7:30.
Going up against Paolo.
I hope it's 7:30. I got to walk the dogs tonight.
Too.
Yeah.
It's Ben Carroll.
Yeah, oh, that guy stinks.
He stinks.
He's an Ike player.
Yeah, you guys don't know ball.
No, nah, dude, he's just Jabari Walker.
He's a loser.
Parker.
Whatever.
Yeah, 215-592-9494.
No, that's the guy on the Sixers.
Yeah, Jabari
right?
Walker's on the Sixers. Parker. John in Brookhaven, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Hey, for the sake of everyone's blood pressure, I'm just going to give out some NFL history here. But first, can I do some caller-on-caller grime here?
Always.
Yeah.
So I can't bring the same intensity as Rios, but he had nicknames for everybody except Jack Fritz and James the Table Seltzer. So I think I got to call him out on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, James the Table Seltzer. I like that.
And also, no one calls me. No one needs me for the Eagles. You know, Rios trying, we need everyone.
Right.
No,
yeah,
you don't need
Jack is officially stay
return.
On that side.
I'll return myself
yeah.
to the
and,
store.
And Seltzer's nickname is The Table. It has to stick.
It has to stick.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to just call him The Table from now on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I got some R. Diddy level NFL playoff history here. The 49, I had to dig this out from a guy at work who was wearing his 49ers jersey all week. So I had to bust this stuff out. The 49ers are 1-1 in the playoffs on January 11th. They beat the Vikings in 2020, and they lost to the Packers in 98. The Eagles are 4-0 in the playoffs on January 11th. Ike, do you know the teams?
Hold on, what'd you say
you
we were?
The years?
4-0 on January 11th.
4-0.
Well, I'm imagining, well, back when I played, that was the second round of playoffs, so that would be a divisional round.
Vikings probably in there, 4th and 26.
Vikings, yeah. Bears, maybe the Bears.
Giants in 09.
Okay.
Packers in 04.
Okay.
Falcons in 03. And the Cowboys in 81.
Falcons in 03.
Yeah.
That was the 02 season.
Yes.
Oh,
dude, that's when Doc.
Get Elliott in here.
That's the game Doc leveled Vic in the end zone?
Yes.
So that is your guarantee there because we have a better record on January 11th?
5-0. We'll talk next week.
Okay.
I like it.
Oh, it's something.
Yeah. Something different.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than what was the Costa stat that the Steelers haven't lost on Monday Night Football at home?
Yeah, for like 30 years.
Since 1991.
Yeah.
That's actually a good stat.
Yeah.
Now, they haven't played a Monday Night Football game because they just started that. But the Steelers at home on Monday night.
Yes.
That's a good stat.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. That Houston team does is totally fraudulent.
Oh, I could see Pittsburgh winning that game.
Yeah, they're like...
DK's back?
Yes.
That's why I stayed away from it.
I know. I think it'd be a Texans-Jags AFC Championship game. Feels like one of those.
Ugh.
I know.
They'll put that on NBA Network?
Yeah, dude, it's going to be...
NBA Network.
It's going to be Thursday night, actually. Not even going to play it on AFC Championship game weekend.
I'll be all Liam'd up
dude,
for that
people,
one.
People forget Blake Bortles almost beat the Patriots.
He did. Colson and Langhorne, you're on WIP. Hey, Colson.
What's up, Spike?
What's up, Colson? You got to say hi to everybody, though.
Jack, Ike, what's up,
Colson?
Hell yeah.
All right.
What happened to Andy and Deptford? You know, I got to start out with some caller-on-caller crime myself.
I don't take his call anymore. We put him on hold, and I stare at it all day, and then I like thinking about him sitting there, thinking that I'm eventually going to go through it, and I never do.
Yo, 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 we dead, we cold.
Yeah, he's too dumb. He's too dumb is my issue. Well, yeah.
And then Chuck has a different take every show he calls in all day.
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. We don't care. It's entertainment.
So what do you guys think? AJ is going to go 10 catches for 160 yards.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that would be great. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, I would take 10 catches for 160 yards.
Saquon's going to get at least 110 yards on the ground. Tank's going to get at least 80.
So that's 200 yards rushing.
200 yards rushing.
Yep.
And at least 160 in the air because that's all AJ got. How many points are we scoring, buddy?
Smitty and Goddard getting anything? Yeah.
I'm calling 41-17 Birds.
41. So they're going to score more points against the Niners than they've scored in any game this year?
Yes.
Okay.
They're going to light it up. Jalen's ready based on his press conference. I think I'm not going with the opossum, but I don't believe any of that crap. But I think that they're gonna come in a little angry and want to perform. So I think they're going to put up some points.
That would be welcome. 41, mm-hmm. A laugher? Thank you for the call, Carlson. I would 41. Take a laugher.
Can you imagine how many people would say we're about to win our second title?
Oh, my God.
They score 41 points.
Oh, the chickies on Monday? Oh, my goodness. We're just going to have to let the callers go.
Hell, if they score 31, you may get people saying
yes.
That.
Yeah. Ziggy in Lehigh Valley, you're on WIP. What's up, Ziggy? Oh, boy.
Is that a toilet flush?
What's going to happen to the 49ers on Sunday?
Oh, wow. That's a little creative. You're going to get flushed.
How you guys doing?
Great.
This is it, fellas. We're on the precipice of making history. You just got to decide if you're on board or if you're going to stand and watch.
Well,
I don't know what else to say. We've won ugly all year. The quarterback has played mediocre, I agree. The defense has been fabulous. But now it's the postseason and everything changes. The intensity is higher. And I think QB1 is going to come out and he's going to go himself a little more than he has. He seemed to be aggravated in some games in the second half. Almost like he's being not held back, but maybe not getting the plays that maybe he wanted. So at this point, who knows what's going to happen, right? They could score 10 points or they could score 35. I mean, they've done both. So
they scored 10. I don't think they're winning.
Yeah, but probably not optimal.
Right. Well, I don't know. I have faith in our quarterback and I have faith in our head coach that the boys are going to be ready to play. I can't think otherwise. I know I'm a homeboy, I admit it, but
I think they'll be ready to play. I think they'll be ready to play. I think thank you for the call, Ziggy. I think the worst feeling will be like first drive, it's 3rd and 4, false start. 3rd and 9.
Dude, the first drive, 3 and out.
Oh. With a penalty.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
With a penalty.
You might get some boos then.
Yes. Yeah, they'll be ready to boo. Yeah. This fan base is on edge right now. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Hey, Boo. Ike to Nick Costos when he saw his hair.
Well, nice head of hair, man.
You complimented the hair. He gave us a bicep flex.
Yeah. What a tool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's I'm in the gym at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, that's to Costos.
That's him, man. Yeah.
Jersey Shore Costos.
He is exactly how he looks.
Yep.
He's a great dude. I love Costos.
Well, that's the funniest part of being down in New Orleans with him, is he showed up. We saw him like almost walking down the street, like almost like greasers.
Yes.
Like he had a little pep in his step, like he's about to start breaking into a song.
Yep.
Because this kind of checks out.
Chain on his wallet.
Oh, yeah. You kidding?
Cowboy boots. All right, what's next?
What happened to my once beautiful game? Barry Bonds reacting to the Max Kepler news.
It is great that Kepler cheated and he stunk.
Yeah. Like, when did he start?
Yeah.
Well, people forget he had a pretty good last 2 months.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That's probably when he started.
Took almost 700 maybe 600 OPS last 2 months of the season.
Man, you got to be pretty far down if that's what cheating is getting you.
I know.
Yeah. And 80 games, is that a first-time offense?
I think so.
Or has he been...
Has to be a first-time offense, okay. Yeah. I don't think he's gotten busted before.
Okay. What's next?
Wait. Me? What? Ben Van Sumeren hearing that him going down changed the entire course of the offense this season.
Exactly.
Was
that OG Wade?
It was OG. Yeah. A new one from OG.
Yeah.
You got to give him credit.
He had to go deep in the bag to get
that one. Yeah. He's like, I can imagine him sitting at home being like, what am I going to hit him with today?
What to take?
They had to change the entire offense when the fullback went down in 2026. What's next?
WIP Spike Eskin goes on rant calling Amos Lee a hack with no actual talent. Awful announcing.
Did not call him a hack.
No.
Yeah. Just don't like country. Awful announcing. Would love to pick that up. They really do hate me.
You gave them a couple interviews, though, right?
I have. They're always, you know, they are the sort of website that is clickbait that accuses other people of being clickbait with their clickbait.
Right.
That is what awful announcing does. No disrespect. What's next?
Spike when positive Phillies leaks come out. Not buying it. Never going to happen. Spike when negative Eagles leaks come out. Look, these are journalists, and they never lie. Mike in Havertown.
I stand by both. I stand by my reporting. What's next?
But I don't even know anything about multi-factor authentication. Jack's mom after he sent out a nasty email demanding his team investigate the show's Twitter account.
It was sort of my fault.
Oh, was it?
No.
Oh.
No.
Whose fault was it?
Well.
I was going to say he's never taken responsibility.
For the Twitter password?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't totally my fault. It was kind of my fault.
Okay.
Well, you lost the password.
I lost the password, yes.
Okay.
But.
Well, the fact that you didn't give it to anybody else is really.
I did text it to Spike. I should have.
Yeah, that's how I found it.
I should have looked it up.
So y'all did find it?
Well, no, but found it too late because he'd already tried to log in 10 times and it locked us out.
Correct.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So maybe by Monday.
Maybe. What's next?
Good morning, class. Today, we're going to watch Friday. Teacher Jack during Black History Month.
Yep.
The only Black history he knows is the time you made him watch Friday. Well, the playoffs are Sunday. The next time we talk to each other, well, we'll talk to each other, but on the air, we will know whether the Eagles are moving on.
Or we're mad as hell.
Oh, please let me do a happy show on Monday. Please let me do a happy show.
Well, some would question what makes you happy.
A win. All I need is a win.
Not if it's 13-10.
I'll take it.
Mm-mm.
I'll take it.
Mm-mm.
I'll be realistic about it on Tuesday.
Yes.
Monday, I'll just be happy.
More locked in on Bichette on Monday or Eagles Niners?
Oh, my God.
We know where you'll be locked
in. Yeah, we know you'll be locked in. I'm just staring at the iPad.
Listen, they better not lose.
Waiting on report. Yeah, because he may be upset if he's not getting the right reports.
Yeah.
Well, if the Eagles lose, and I'm a little cheery, it's because of Bichette. So they better not
lose.
It's
not because of the Eagles.
Would never be. Okay. Not my team.
All right, well, we will... Oh, who's next? Broads?
Broads.
Yes. Broads is next. Coming on after 6 o'clock, just so you know,
Broads. Always rub my stick.
Belt holder, Broads. We will talk to you Monday. Thank you for listening. We love you for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.